And say if you have two horses, or you plow with two horses, what do you call? Do you have a special name for the one that walks in the furrow, or the one on
no,
the left?
No, there wouldn't be any difference because if they were four, two braces, mm-hmm. you would have a left lead and a right lead, mm-hmm. or a left wheel and a right wheel. Mm-hmm. That's the way they would be addressed. Mm-hmm. The difference.
Say if something is right, not right here at hand, you say it's just a little
piece,
mm-hmm, something like that,
short distance.
Mm-hmm. And say you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey. Say you were going all the way up to Birmingham or something, and just got as far as Troy. You'd say, well, I still have to go before dark.
I have so many miles, 50 miles or 60 miles to. Mm-hmm.
Or a
long ways to go.
Mm-hmm. And say something's very common, like a pencil, and you can buy that, you know, no place special. You say that you can find that just about what? You can find pen. You can buy a pen just about
anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
anywhere.
A person say he's walking on ice and slips and falls this way. He fell
backwards.
Mm-hmm. Or he fell
forward.
Mm-hmm. And say I ask you, say you went fishing and came up empty-handed. I might ask you, did you catch a fish? And you might say, no.
No, I didn't catch any.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that'd probably be pretty unusual for you, wouldn't it? Then?
Yeah. Yeah.
And say a schoolboy, the teacher was scolding him, and he might say, why is she blaming me? How would he respond to her? Why are you blaming me? What?
Haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm. And now say someone apologizes for breaking your rake, you might say, that's okay. I didn't like it. How would you say that? Okay, you might say, oh, that's all right. Yeah. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a crying child might be crying. See, you might say, my brother was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You might say of a boy that's spoiled. Now, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. How would you indicate that?
Getting along, or
mm-hmm. something like that. And I may have already mentioned this before, but the trenches cut by a plow, you call them the one.
A furrow.
Mm-hmm. Or more than one of them, you have two.
That's right.
Two what?
Two furrows, two mm-hmm. plows, can be two furrows.
And if you have a good yield, you might say we raised a
big crop.
Mm-hmm. And if you got rid of say all the brush and trees on the land, you did what?
You cleared the land.
Mm-hmm. And you have a special. Anybody around here have a special term for the second cutting of clover or grass?
Well.
Anything special?
Would be the stubble.
What would you call a crop that wasn't planted?
Volunteer.
Volunteer crop. Mm-hmm. That come up very much.
Sometimes, yes, quite a bit. Particularly in the grasses. seeds that you don't want, such as the cockleberry and sandspur.
Mm-hmm. Now, wheat is usually tied up into
a bundle.
Mm-hmm. And then the bundles are piled up into what?
A shock.
Mm-hmm. And how many bundles are there usually in a shock?
12.
Usually about 12. Mm-hmm. And say you're talking about your yield of wheat, you might say we raised 40
bushels per acre.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good wheat crop though.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. Let's see. Now,